climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Sometimes sleep is something that's overlooked, but the truth is, if you don't snooze, you could end up losing. There are a lot of benefits to getting a good night's rest, and a new survey shows that 1 in 5 U.S. adults say they wake up and they're not feeling rested. Joining me by phone right now to weigh in on this topic is Dr. Bradford Talcott. He is a neurologist with the Neurologist and Sleep Specialists. They're located right here in Idaho Falls on Channing Way. Dr. Talcott, thanks for taking a moment to chat with me.
Oh, happy to join in.
What are some of the factors that lead to that disrupted sleep?
Well, you know, we're all busy these days, and there's a lot going on in a lot of people's lives. So by far and away, the most common problem is just simply not getting enough time to sleep. So it takes a little time set aside in our busy schedules. We tend to be burning the midnight oil, and if you don't devote enough hours to sleeping, you're going to wake up feeling tired. That's actually the first issue.
Now, when does someone know that it's gone beyond just that, okay, I'm not dedicating enough time to getting a good night's rest? What are those red flags that might indicate to someone it's time to see a doctor?
Well, if you are, if you're waking up feeling tired and you're not having, the energy in the day that you need, and you've tried to dedicate a little bit more time to sleep and you're not starting to feel the benefits of that, that's probably when it's one of the things that would make you question whether there's something going on. The second biggest issue that impairs people's sleep is not the quantity of sleep, but the quality of sleep, and that's often affected by a condition called obstructive sleep apnea, which is very prevalent in our society. So obstructive sleep apnea just simply means that your airway, as you fall asleep, is collapsing and blocking your ability to breathe adequately during sleep. And most people who have this problem are going to notice snoring as one of the early signs that might be happening. But then it goes beyond snoring to the point where breathing can actually be completely stopped.
That's kind of
apnea.
That's kind of frightening to think about.
It is.
You go to sleep and you literally stop breathing. I mean, that's dangerous and scary all at the same time. So if somebody is snoring, then it would be worth getting checked out.
Yeah, snoring is usually the first sign. And the funny thing is, snoring is much more noticeable in the men with obstructive sleep apnea. And so for a long time, people thought that obstructive sleep apnea was pretty much limited to men. But what we've realized as the years have gone by is that when women have that obstruction, they don't tend to snore as loudly. And so, in a man, it'll often be some loud snoring that'll give it away. But in a woman, they may not have the snoring, but they may still have the problem. Or if they do snore, it may be very soft and much more subtle.
So
be aware that, snoring is not the only thing to look for, but it is one of the big clues, especially for men with sleep apnea.
Well, it seems like that snoring would be that really loud wake-up call. But what should somebody look for if they're not snoring so that they don't miss something that could present some major health challenges down the road? What can they look out for?
So there are two really big things that people can look for. For instance, if you go to the doctor and you have suddenly developed high blood pressure, that's often one of the early signs that you've got obstructive sleep apnea going on. So anytime you're diagnosed with high blood pressure that should be a warning that, hey, maybe I have something that's causing the high blood pressure, obstructive sleep apnea. And if we treat that directly, the blood pressure problems can actually resolve even without medication. So that's one thing. The other thing is, if you have a bed partner, you know, often that bed partner will be the one to catch you having sleep apnea. And what they might say is, you know, when you're asleep, I can't even hear you breathing, or I hear you stop breathing for a long time and then you kind of gasp and start breathing again. So for people that have a bed partner who's keeping an eye on things, it's often the bed partner that actually tells them, you got to go get this checked out because I saw you breathing funny in the night. So ask your bed partner to keep an eye out for that. If they notice anything funny about your breathing, that's definitely a warning sign.
And so what would be the first step in diagnosing that?
So the first step in diagnosing is just come in for a visit here to the sleep specialist. You know, I mean, if you're waking up and your energy levels are not good, and especially if you tend to fall asleep unintentionally while you're sitting down at your desk or even riding as a passenger in a car, those are signs that you're not getting enough sleep. And just come in and see us, take it seriously. Because for most causes of sleep disorder, there are actually very effective treatments that can be offered. And just come in here, we'll sort it out and help you figure out which of the possible causes are going on, whether it's, you know, not enough sleep or interrupted sleep due to sleep apnea or other causes. And then we can help you get the workup and get to the right diagnosis, and then actually get a treatment as well.
And I imagine you see people whose lives dramatically change once they get that sleep issue treated and get some relief.
Oh, yeah. I think being a sleep doctor is probably one of the most rewarding types of physicians, because just like you said, I mean, we see people who are having real serious interruption in their quality of life. Some people are afraid they're going to lose their job because they're dozing off at work and their boss catches them sleeping at the computer or whatever. And then we get them in here, figure out what's going on, get them on an effective treatment, and they just say, my life is so much better now. I feel 10 years younger. I have more energy. I'm not going to lose my job. You know, the quality of sleep you need to have a good long period of uninterrupted sleep so your brain can go into these deeper stages of sleep, which is what a lot of us are missing. Certainly avoiding you know, your phone and electronics late in the night or in the middle of the night are good ways to help improve sleep quality. And then making sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cold. Those are the conditions that people sleep the deepest and best in.
Well, Dr. Bradford Talcott of the Neurology and Sleep Specialist Clinic, thank you for offering us these tips and this insight. I really appreciate it. These tips from Dr. Talcott are a reminder that sometimes the little things really can make a big difference. And prioritizing our sleep and taking those small and simple steps to improve the quality of our sleep could go a long way in improving how we feel day to day. That's going to do it for me. Lars is up next. Have a great night.